And now we're going to turn to a section I'm hoping we're able to keep adding to developing our thought in with every show. Aspects of an effective model of resistance, a holistic self-defense practice, reincorporating our power through physical, intellectual, and spiritual integration and expansion, i.e., premised on and realizing a process of getting big in five components: community education, grounding our understanding in our bodies with movement and voice, organizing for global general strikes, and land acquisition for earth ships. And then lastly, here in the U.S., to organize a referendum to call the question of our right to happiness. And today we're going to be thinking about how to translate our stories, because this is a part of, maybe that should have been, that sort of assumed, getting big in our authentic self-defense practices. Getting big is implied. And that means outing hidden power in our personal stories and translating those stories into the terms of coercion so that we can see hidden power in our unconscious compulsions. This is the way to exorcise the state. Just as Alice said, that if you've been treated sadistically as a child, the only way to out that, get that out of you, is to walk right through those sadistic fantasies. Similarly, with all forms of coercion, we gotta walk through it, and then with the help of our brothers and sisters and the right story, process it, understand what happened. It's like taking something that's been in darkness that we've been afraid of and putting it in the light of day and seeing what it really is so that we are no longer afraid. When Alice Miller says that idealization of a narcissistically cathected group guarantees collective grandiosity, what does she mean exactly? And so I looked these up in the dictionary. Cathexis is a term from psychoanalysis, means the concentration of mental energy on one particular person, idea, or object, implied to an unhealthy degree. And this was a term coined by Freud. And then narcissism, also a term from psychoanalysis, means self-centeredness arising from failure to distinguish the self from external objects, either in very young babies or as a feature of a mental disorder. Now, I offer these definitions, but we must understand that, as with all cultural artifacts of class, they assume class. And the phenomenon or the event or the process they're describing, we would have to define a little differently, use different terms, different words, to make it fit with our analysis and our goal of reclaiming our freedom. And they assume these definitions: utilitarianism, hierarchy, rank, obedience to authority. They assume power and its self-organization into the state. But with Proudhon as inspiration for heart and method, we will, as we read him today, take nothing for granted, not even his perspective, as we have the advantage of seeing the subsequent century and a half, the goose step of power in fascist clothes, although since its inception, the Plato's tribesmen fund the goose steppers while keeping themselves well hidden, and of course, obviously, always denying any association. We have the advantage. We have the advantage of witnessing hidden power use the same tactics generation after generation, while suppressing our needed discussions of what we're experiencing, preventing us from developing and incorporating our understanding of them collectively and across the generations. Which means that until now, we've not been able to synthesize and advance our understanding of this experience such that this understanding can be consciously developed and passed on to our children. And implied in this is that we haven't had a language developed ourselves from the synthesis of our common experience and from our analysis of the past 2.5 centuries, to give to ourselves and to others, and particularly to our children, this language, this right story, to use to make sense of what is happening to us all stuck in this global class system. Of course, the internet and instantaneous communications now changes all that. But there is a lag between our grasp of our changed possibilities and our fully utilizing this new possibility to more rapidly share this language, this right story, and change the thoughts we're thinking, and dramatically shift the terms of engagement with our future to our advantage. We're going to have to develop the tools that make this happen more rapidly. Here's an illustration that may be useful, and please bear with me. We're learning as we go. Apologies in advance to the UC Berkeley student whose column in the Daily Californian of March 29, 2016, I'm using for illustration.